This is Julia Child. Bon appetit.
Nom, nom, nom. Oh, nom, 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 nom.
Love that. Delicious.
Enjoy.
When it comes to wine, do you go with the cork or the screw cap? Our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic, Chris Cook, has been thinking about this question.
About 10 years ago, the occupationally snooty world of wine was introduced to the radical idea of putting screw caps on fine wine. In 2004, a study found that more than half American consumers and 60% of British wine drinkers rejected the idea of a screw cap. But inside the world of wine, there was a big problem, and screw caps offered potentially a big solution. Depending on who's counting, about 4 to 6% of fine table wines finished with the old-fashioned cork were coming off spoiled and not drinkable. One reason? Corks leak air, and air oxidizes the wine. A new kind of leak-proof screw cap called the Stelvin closure, being tested by Australian and New Zealand wineries, was cutting that spoilage rate in half. The design of the Stelvin forms a tight air seal to keep out oxygen, and that's a big benefit in maintaining the wine's overall quality and aging. The Stelvin, it appeared, could save the wineries millions of dollars. The second advantage was that the screw cap also eliminated another problem called cork taint, a chemical leaching that occurs randomly and gives wine a musty smell and changes how it tastes. It turns out that as far back as the 1970s, the vaunted French wine house Chateau Aubryon in Bordeaux had quietly experimented with screw caps, putting 100 bottles under long-term observation to see what would happen. Aubryon's manager, Jean-Bernard Delmas, reported, "It worked perfectly for the first 10 years, until plastic caps went brittle and let in the air." In another screw cap experiment, a researcher found off odors such as rotten eggs. But the unanswered question remains, was it the screw cap, or was it something in the wine itself? Today, the use of screw caps continues to increase, but with some clear delineations. Younger white and red wines, those consumed in less than 5 years, are being sold with screw caps. But for consumers spending $30 and up, well, no worries. The romance of twisting the wine key into that staid old cork and the pop sound of pulling it out is not likely to disappear anytime soon. The big-name wineries are holding fast with the cork.
That was Chris Cook, our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic.